Thank you. It's Easter Sunday at First Congregational UCC in Middle America. Pastor Schmidt, or Herr Schmidt as they like to call him, is over there in the pulpit preaching. I've never met a congregational preacher who likes quoting Luther as much as Herr Schmidt. Today it's one of Luther's catechisms. That to which your heart clings and entrusts itself is your God. The heart is something that one of our church members knows quite a bit about. That would be Dr. Wagner. He always sits back there in the last row. Dr. Wagner is a heart doctor. He has been there through sickness and death with many of this church's members. After all, heart disease is the number one killer in this country. Dr. Wagner's been there through it all, the coronaries, the cardiac arrests, the quintuple bypasses, the congestive failures, the pulmonary edemas. Dr. Wagner likes to leave his work at the office, but occasionally he'll look across the congregation and think about all their buried hearts. Over here is April. She's a teenager. Her heart is young, pumping full force. She plays on the soccer team at her high school. Right now, however, her heart and mind are on Jimmy Hoffman and the fact that he asked Megan Stoops to prom. That's a form of heartache in which Dr. Wagner does not specialize. Such an ailment will require long phone conversations and endless texting with friends. It will also require the listening ear of April's mom. Behind April is Mr. Werner. Mr. Werner does indeed have a problem that Dr. Wagner knows how to treat. Mr. Werner has high blood pressure. And Dr. Wagner keeps telling him to exercise and to change his diet. Fewer bratwursts, less sauerkraut, high sodium, you know, but lots of spinach and more bran muffins. Dr. Wagner's scolding had little effect until he talked with Mrs. Werner during coffee hour. Now Mr. Werner walks with Mrs. Werner every morning, and Mrs. Werner makes sure that there's less German sausage on the menu. Mr. Werner complains, but one senses that he likes Mrs. Werner's attentions. Now, on the other side of the congregation is Miss Schultz. Miss Schultz is another patient of Dr. Wagner's. She also has an ailment that Dr. Wagner knows very well, but unfortunately can do little about. As Miss Schultz puts it, her heart is in danger of suffocating. If none of us were, it's the fact that it's getting weaker and weaker, and it's having a harder and harder time pumping. And if none of us were to get any diseases or illnesses, all of us would eventually go from having a heart like April's to having a heart like Miss Schultz's. No matter how healthy we are, all of us eventually come to that turning point. That turning point when one's heart no longer gets stronger and stronger with age, but instead gets weaker and weaker. Even our strongest muscle doesn't last forever. It wears out. This is the sobering reality that Dr. Wagner faces daily. His work gives him an almost godlike power to extend people's lives. But in the end, he faces the limits of his own humanness and the humanness of his patients. Where is the hope of Easter for Dr. Wagner? This morning, he's pondering the quote from Luther. If each of us defines God according to what our heart clings to and according to what our heart trusts, then that assumes a certain level of trust in one's own heart. And how can one trust one's own heart when in the inevitable fate of each and every thumping and beating heart is that it will eventually come to its silent end? Meanwhile, Herr Schmidt is still talking about Luther. He's now trying to connect Luther with the Gospel of John. He says that from the first verse in chapter 1 until all the way through the resurrection, John is one long argument in answer to the question raised by Philip in chapter 14. In that chapter, Philip asked Jesus to show him God. And Jesus says, "Don't you see that I'm in God and God is in me?" Harris Schmidt says, "John is all about showing us God and how God becomes incarnate in the world. John keeps saying, 'Look at Jesus. That's your example of God incarnate. Look at him, see? And the same God can be in you, in you.'" According to Harris Schmidt, Luther preached the same kind of incarnation as John. Luther believed that Jesus showed us God and that God wasn't solely confined to Jesus. God was incarnate all over the place. Luther said God is present in every single creature in his innermost and outermost being, on all sides, through and through, below and above, before and behind. While Dr. Wagner appreciates the rhetorical flourishes of Luther, he's a man of science. And he doesn't remember seeing any God molecules under the microscope in his pre-med classes. How can God be in every single creature? That doesn't seem to make sense. Sure, there's a lot that science doesn't know about the world, but that doesn't mean one uses God to fill in the gaps and to explain the unknowns. Just as Dr. Wagner is thinking these thoughts, he looks across the sanctuary at Mr. Krause. Mr. Krause had been his Sunday school teacher nearly 40 years ago. Over the years, he has been the Sunday school teacher for almost half of this church. He's been there for baptisms, confirmations, weddings, memorial services, you name it. He has been there for some of the most important moments in the lives of so many of the people in this church. He's also been there for much more. At times, he's been a source of encouragement when one's confidence needs boosting. At other times, he's been a source of comfort when life gets difficult. He's even been there for Dr. Wagner. There's no doubt in Dr. Wagner's mind, or just about any member of this church, that God is incarnate in Mr. Krause. It occurs to Dr. Wagner that he no longer cares if there aren't any God molecules in Mr. Krause to be found in some lab. He knows in his heart what's true. And then there's Mrs. Mueller sitting over there. She had spent all her life as a good Southern Baptist until her son came out to her. Suddenly, the messages she heard on Sunday no longer computed. She thought Jesus had come to do away with the laws that said some of us were holy and others were not. She thought Jesus had come to say God loved everyone. At First Congregational, she felt that she had found that God, the God of love, not the God of law. The God of love now has Mrs. Mueller doing things she never thought she would do. She attends every PFLAG meeting and marches in every pride parade. When she stands before the congregation to invite them to join her, her heartfelt commitment inspires and motivates everyone. Dr. Wagner is convinced that God is incarnate in her as well. Full of a deep sense of gratitude, Dr. Wagner's eyes scan the congregation. There are the Schneiders, there are the Webbers, and then the Beckers, the Newmans, the Schroeders, and the Schwartzes. Isn't God in each and every one of these people? The incarnation of God seems to be everywhere. It's his heart that Dr. Wagner trusts. And it's the heart of each and every one of these good people that Dr. Wagner trusts as well. Herr Schmidt is bringing the sermon to its concluding peak. He loves Luther and John. He's talking about the resurrection now. He's talking about how Jesus tells Mary Magdalene that he'll be ascending to God. Herr Schmidt says that this is John's way of putting the final exclamation point on his case for the incarnation of God and Jesus. Because God is in Jesus and Jesus is in God, Jesus lives on. With our hearts, we can see this all around us, says Herr Schmidt. We can see Christ's risen spirit. We can see it in the people of this church, he says. We can see it everywhere. We can see it in our love for each other, and we can see it in our love for the world. We can see it in acts of kindness and in acts of justice. We can see it all over the place. Simply look with your heart, believe with your heart, says Herr Schmidt. To this, Dr. Wagner can only say amen. Amen to the God mending April's broken heart. Amen to the God present in the love of Mr. and Mrs. Werner. Amen to the God seen in Mr. Krause and Mrs. Mueller. Amen to each and every one of these good souls. Amen.
Please stand as you're able to sing hymn 243, Alleluia, Alleluia, Hearts to Heaven.